Well, we're here with the Humungo Nation Tour team, the people from Humungo Agency out of Connecticut. And we've got Daryl Ort here, as well as his crew, and we'll get everybody's opinions about this. But I want to hear a little bit about the tour, and I want to find out what you think was the most amazing part of the tour so far, and what kind of things you've learned.
Wow, well, the tour is going awesomely, as we like to say.
Awesomely.
Kingdom awesome. Absolutely. And most interesting thing, I think, it has to be the food so far. And it, really, for the tour, for the people that are on the tour, is all about seeing different people in different markets, meeting the people behind the brands and the companies that are actually doing it, and getting to know some of these cities. And part of that is the different food in each market. So for me personally, Cane's Donuts.
Cane's. Oh, yeah. I mean, Cane's is famous. And I loved seeing that that story about how the family took it over from the original owners and kept the tradition going.
Yeah, so. Actually, we met one of the current owners who then proceeded to diss the donut factory just a little bit. And we visited the day after. This interesting little donut wars going on between Boston and New York, which I guess that's no surprise.
Now, one of the most interesting things I think about Humungo and the Plaid Nation Tour before it, you know, when you were still Plaid, it's just amazing to me the whole strategy behind it and why you do it in the first place. And if maybe you could elaborate on that and why you go around promoting other agencies and other businesses.
Well, you know what? I don't think it's any different than some of the great content that that we would create for any brand online, and that sometimes the thing that's going to entertain your audience most isn't necessarily about you. So for us to go and do a tour or a promotion that's all about Humungo, would any potential marketer want to watch that necessarily? No. It's like, we don't want to hear you talk about yourself the whole time. So what we decided to do is to create content that we think is valuable to marketers. So yes, it's all wrapped in Humungo and it's clearly about us, but it's about us without being about us.
Right.
So we think that we're creating something of value that a marketing person can watch, spend their day with, and enjoy, and hopefully fall in love with Humungo at the same time.
Awesome. Oh, that's great. And I love this whole philosophy, too, about the best promotion that we can do for ourselves is to promote other people. You know, it's just like, because I think that is the key to all advertising as a whole.
And we're not the only agency. And I think the whole social media in general has brought the creative community closer together, where we've knocked down a lot of those brick walls that existed maybe a decade or so ago.
Right.
And I think that this new generation of creative people doesn't have that same animosity towards competitors, and we can have fun and we can respect each other and respect the work that other agencies are doing. So.
Well, that's great. Well, I thank you, and say hi here to the entire team. I'll get a picture of you all before I post this thing. But this is Bob Norp for the Beancast, and that's been another Audio Boo.